Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
I'm Brandon Kiley. Happy to go out to the 101 ESPN hotline anytime we have the opportunity to be able to be joined by Craig Berube, former Blues head coach. You know him as the Stanley Cup champion and now analyst for the NHL on TNT. Craig, we appreciate the time as always. How you doing today?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We're doing fantastic here in St. Louis. So, Craig, I did want to start out by asking you a little bit about your new role with TNT. You were in the role here in St. Louis as the head coach for a number of years. How are you watching the league differently as an analyst compared to how you were able to view it as a head coach when you were so tied into the day-to-day efforts there?
Well, as a coach, you're worried about your team and your folks on your team a lot more than other teams in the league. Yeah, you got to watch film and tape on the team you're playing, and you watch hockey on a nightly basis. But, you know, when the job I'm doing, you know, I'm focused on the games that I'm doing and what's going on, and also around the league, some interesting things that are happening. And, you know, I got to have a more wide variety of things that I have to be aware about, I think, as an analyst. You know, as a coach, like I said, you're dialed into your team. And that's the most important thing, what's going on with your team and then your opponents that you have coming up.
Have you noticed any interesting trends or anything that you're seeing around the league that has caught your attention in this new role?
You know, I don't know. I think, you know, I see the teams that are at the tops of the league or, you know, that are playing well. You know, it's interesting watching how, you know, they're just all connected and in rhythm all the time, you know, and they're flowing. It's predictable. The game's predictable. You know what you're going to get. You know, I think that's the biggest trend that I see with teams, successful teams. They play to their strengths on a nightly basis. And that's why they have consistency. I believe, you know, I think, they're all a little bit different. I'm not going to say, well, they all play the same. They don't. But they all play to their strengths and, you know, I guess, like I said, they play predictable hockey on how they want to play.
And with that being said, Craig, you know, at this time of the year, you expect that from the teams that are competing for the playoffs to get into that playoff mode. How tough is that to play that predictable in the same wavelength style from start to finish?
Well, it's difficult, but that's a consistency you're looking for. And, you know, it's a long year. And you're going to have lulls in your game throughout the season, you know, that you just got to fix. And you got to get your players to buy into fixing it. I think that's the biggest thing. And when you do that, you don't go on, you know, slumps that are, you know, for too long. I mean, every team goes through some tough times. That's pretty regular around the league. But you got to get out of them quick if you can. That's the key.
We're talking to Craig Berube, former Blues head coach, Stanley Cup champion, now an analyst on the NHL on TNT's presentations. Craig, I do want to ask you, are you enjoying that? Like, what has this experience been like for you to be on that TNT pre, post, and intermission show?
Yeah, it's good. It's fun. I mean, good guys to work with. It's real good people there. You know, it keeps me busy, I think, and it keeps me involved in a game. And I think that's, you know, the most important thing. And, you know, I have enjoyed it. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, they treat you great. Like I said, I work with good people, and that's the most important thing. And, you know, I think I have some good things that I can bring to the table. So it's been good so far.
I got to tell you, Craig, I was watching on the most recent one that you had for the Blues where they wrapped up that homestand, and I really loved the combo of you and Paul Bissonnette. Like, the back and forth that you and Biz have on that broadcast is so much fun to me.
Well, he does a great job on the show. Biz is really good at that, and he's made a real good name for himself with his podcast and doing the TNT stuff. You know, he's a smart guy, and he's got a lot of energy. I think that's the biggest thing. Like, he brings a lot of energy to the show, and that's important. He brings a lot more than I do, I'll tell you that. it's a lot of fun. You know, I enjoy him, and he's a great guy, great to be around.
That's awesome. Well, Craig, I, from the Blues perspective, you were on that TNT broadcast as they wrapped up that homestand, and you've seen a lot of these Blues games, because I know you've been on a lot of the desks for some Blues games down the stretch. In your opinion, what do you think changed for this Blues team from when you left to now at the end of the season?
Well, their power play got a lot better. I think if you look at their power play, it really improved. I know you look at where they are ranked, and you got to put that aside, because it's hard when your power play is not very good early on. It's hard to play catch up, right? So you got to focus on what you're doing now in the games. Like, so I think that's the biggest thing I've seen, is that power play has really improved and really, I thought, helped their team a lot. You know, and it was great to see Bolduc and Dean up there playing. I thought Bolduc did some real good things. He made some real good strides. That's important for the franchise going forward. I think that's the biggest takeaways I take from the team. It's unfortunate they lost too many games to teams that they should have beaten. And if you look at the points, you know, they probably are in the playoffs or right there.
Craig, you mentioned a couple of years ago, I remember it was during the summer, and I was doing the show with Jamie Rivers at the time, and we asked you about Robert Thomas, and you said he's got star potential if he's willing to put in the work and get to the place where his skill can get him. And now this year, for the first time in the last 20 years, he was the guy that was able to get to that point per game production for the St. Louis Blues. No other Blue has done that in 20 years. And he was a +8 on the ice. He's playing 21 minutes. You mentioned the power play. He's been excellent in that area as well. And based on some of the numbers that we have, at least publicly available, they say he's playing the most difficult minutes of any forward in the NHL this year, based on the competition level that he's seeing. Craig, you saw this early on. You knew we had this kind of a potential. What have you seen this year from the development of Robert Thomas?
He's taken on a bigger role for sure. I think, like you said, he plays tough matchups. We talked about that before the season this year, and I think he's really done a good job with that. He's a plus player, which is important. Put up 85 points, I believe. I think that he's shooting the puck a lot more. He's more direct in his game. You know, there's been a lot of positives with Robert Thomas, in my opinion. And I think that, you know, there's more there, I believe, still. This guy's a talented hockey player, smart, understands the game really well. He's going to keep getting better, boys. I truly believe that. He's going to keep getting better.
So with that, because Craig, I talked to Doug Wade about a week ago, and I was asking him just from a center's perspective about Robert Thomas's growth. And, you know, he said that in his eyes, Robert Thomas is a guy who regularly can get 35 goals, 75 assists. From a former coach's standpoint, Craig, what's that next step for him to get to that 100-point threshold?
Yeah, I think it's just training, and starts in the summer, and discipline. Like, those are big parts of the great players in the game, that they really dedicate themselves in that fashion. You look at Sidney Crosby and what he's doing at his age. To me, that's just it's a lot of discipline, a lot of dedication that goes into that to be able to be consistent as he has as a player throughout his career. And it starts in the summertime, you know, working out, training, doing all the right things. It's hockey. It's got to be first. I think that Robbie's going to do that. I think he's going to dedicate himself more and be more disciplined going forward here. And if he does that, then he's going to keep improving. He knows how to do things on the ice. He's a very smart player, and he has the capabilities of doing anything out there. And it's just the dedication and the discipline. And if I think he dedicates himself a little bit more and gets more disciplined in his game and his life, there's who's stopping him? It's going to be tough. He's like I said, he's a great talent.
Craig, when we think about Robert Thomas, we now immediately go top-line player. That's a guy that is a top-line player, whether it's here or elsewhere. Like, not saying that he's going anywhere, but no matter what team he's on, that is a top-line level center. for a coach, I would have to imagine you might view the role of a top line player a little differently than we do here in the media, right? We're looking at it and it's like, hey, who are the guys on the wing that are going to put up 30 goals for you? What are some of the responsibilities that are required out of a top line player for a coach that we on the outside looking in may not be thinking about?
Yeah, and I get the points, and he does have to produce. He has to be a point producer for the team for sure, but he's got to play a 200-foot game. That's, you know, when you want to be a top line player in this league, you have to play 200 feet. If you want to win in this game, your top line guys have to play 200 feet. They got to check. They got to do all the little things, block shots. There's a number of little things that have to go with that, you know, to be a top line player, in my opinion.
Do you think Jake Nabers at this point fits into that criteria or can fit into that criteria as he continues to grow, Craig?
Well, he definitely had a real good year. I'm very happy for Jake. I really like Jake. He brings a lot of elements that you don't even see it because, you know, it's off the ice. It's his attitude. It's his work ethic. It's all that stuff that he brings to the table. He's got some great leadership qualities that people probably don't know about that are very important for a team and a player. And he has those qualities, I believe. You know, he's got great upside. You know, he's not an overly talented player. He doesn't have great speed or anything like that, but he's got other tangibles that a lot of people don't have that he has. And, you know, you just look at some of the goals he scored this year, and the work ethic that goes into it, the grind around the net and the competitiveness that he brings. You know, he's, you know, I'm not going to say where he's going to fit in as a top line winger or sure. a second line winger or whatever. That's truly up to him the coaching staff and the organization. But he's got a lot of qualities that make him a real good, important player for a team.
Greg, do you feel like that role of a traditional, old-school power forward parked in front of the net and clean up all of those shot attempts and rebounds, do you think that's lacking in the league today?
There's a lot of probably players and teams that do not have a lot of that. And it's very important, especially going, you know, down the stretch and in the playoffs and things like that. Those, you need those types of players. You need the grit and determination to go to the net and score those dirty, greasy goals because, you know, there's not going to be a lot of room in the playoffs. You know how tight checking it gets, and it's the intensity and the competitiveness goes up another level. And, you know, that's where Jake can really, you know, take advantage of things, I think, and how important he is to a team, having a guy like that in your team, because he's that type of player, I believe. And he's still young. He's got a lot of growing to do, and he's going to grow because he's got the attitude, the work ethic, and that goes along with it.
Craig, we talked earlier in the conversation about trends around the National Hockey League, and specifically when it gets to the playoffs and when you're talking, you know, last year it was you need big defensemen to win like Vegas did, or a couple of years ago when the Blues won, it was strength down the middle. What do you feel like the trend is that teams need to be successful now? Is it strength down the middle? Is it that size on defense?
Well, those two areas are highly important in the playoffs. You need some good goaltending for sure. Your goalies don't have to be great, I don't believe, but they have to make saves that are very important throughout a playoff series and game to game, in game. That you're going to need that for sure in net. But, you know, the size of the defenseman is very important for playoffs. I think having some size back there, getting in the way, blocking shots, being hard at your net, all those things like that are very important in the playoffs. And I think it's one of the most important things is being strong down the middle of the ice. You know, I don't think that's ever changed, to be honest with you. I think if you look at teams that win cups and look at their center icemen.
Craig, final question that I had for you, and Craig Berube is our guest here on 101 ESPN, former Blues head coach, now an analyst for the NHL on TNT. We're going to talk about this a little bit later on today. Charlie Lindgren has become a sensation in the NHL once again this year for what he's done with the Washington Capitals to give them a chance to get into the playoffs down the stretch. I wanted to ask you about David Alexander, because you look at what we've seen with Binner and what he has become in the NHL, Husso, Hofer, Charlie Lindgren, what he has now become. What is the secret for David Alexander to get the best out of these guys, to identify and then develop this kind of talent?
Well, he's highly intelligent, David. He knows a lot about the game and goaltending, obviously. But he knows the game very well. He studies scoring and where it comes from and how players score in the league. And I think that's very important for a goalie. And the other thing David does really well, in my opinion, is he has great communication with his goalies. Also with the coach and staff when you work with them. I mean, that's very important. Like, he's such a good communicator. He's honest. He's honest with his goalies. He's honest with the coaching staff. And I think that's a big thing. And I think his goalies understand that too. And they get honesty from him in the meetings when they get together every day and go over the game and where they could have been better and how they got to be better. He does such a great job. He's one of my favorite guys I've ever worked with, for sure. And he's done a great job for the Blues organization with the goaltending situation and what he's done with a bunch of goalies there. And like you said, you look at Charlie, how he came up there for a handful of games and played really well for us. But just being around Davey, he learned a lot. And Charlie's done a great job for Washington. Highly competitive goalie and has a great attitude, too.
All right, Craig, we'll end where we started, talking about the TNT broadcast crew. Prime Craig Berube versus prime Paul Bissonnette. Who comes out on top?
Come on. It's no contest.
Well, like I said, Biz brings a lot more energy than me. But, if we have to drop the gloves, I'm going to bet on myself.
Amen to that, Craig. I'm taking you any day of the week also. I just wanted to make sure Craig was on top of that one, too.
Not a surprise at all. Hey, Craig, we appreciate the time. It's always great to be able to catch up. Still so many people that are sending in text right now saying they appreciate everything that you were able to do here in St. Louis. Always enjoy catching up with you. Hopefully we'll talk with you again soon. Continued success in your time with TNT.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Craig.